Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes today. Today, I'm joined by the lovely Alice Bell. And Alice, if you don't know, is a full-time astrologer and resident astrologer for British Vogue. Through her work, she aims to help others find their unique life path and trust in their own personal timing. In addition to her weekly horoscopes for British Vogue, she is a co-host of the astrology podcast, Astrology and You. Welcome to the show, Alice. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk astrology.
Oh, my pleasure. I love astrology, as you know, so I'm really excited to dive into the relationship side of astrology today, because I think, as we were saying before we hit record, you know, it's not spoken about enough. So I think people will really take away so much from this interview today on how astrology does impact our relationships and how we can use astrology to help us navigate the dating and relationship world as well. But before we get into all of your goodness, Alice, a question that I love to ask every guest who comes on the show is, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Oh, I love this question. So I was 25. It was right around my 25th birthday, and I'm 30 now. So like 5.5 years ago. And I was at a job that I thought was my dream job. I was a fashion assistant at Vogue. Like that was what I had worked my whole life to get that job. And I was suddenly like very unhappy there and I didn't know what to do next. And it just like every day felt like a struggle to go into work, like didn't know what I wanted to do, had no direction. And it was like while that job was slow and like there wasn't a lot of work going on that winter, I discovered astrology. And I feel like when I taught myself how to read my birth chart, everything just clicked for me. And like all of these difficult personality traits I had always struggled with, like being super obsessive when dating, or I don't know, like having a lot of anxiety and like not being able to like relax my mind, that was all in my birth chart. So I feel like when I taught myself how to read that, it opened me up to like other forms of spirituality too. Like that same year I started doing yoga, I started going to a psychic, I got really into like past life regressions. So astrology was really the entryway into all those other things.
Amazing. I love that. And you recently got engaged, didn't you?
Yes. Like, oh, yeah, I did. End of April. So I kind of predicted that. I knew it was going to happen within a certain time frame, but he surprised me with the exact date.
Incredible. So when you say you kind of predicted it, was that literally through your chart?
Yeah. So that I look at a transit chart and like a couple other ones, but transits mainly. So that's where the planets currently are in the sky in relation to your birth chart. So you can kind of see when relationships are going to be a bigger theme for like a few week long period or even like a year long period. And that's how I track relationship timing.
Love that. Never knew you could do any of it.
Yeah.
So then, Alice, I've got your book, Trust Your Timing, which has been newly released. So congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
This is how to use astrology to navigate your love life and find your authentic self. So a question I have for you then, Alice, is how can astrology help us navigate our love life?
So by looking at your birth chart, you can understand your unique dating patterns, like why you may act a certain way when you first meet someone, or even like what traits you want out of a partner, like what type of relationship would be the most satisfying to you. So rather than fixating on, am I compatible with this sign and like worrying about that, I really in this book explain like how you can take the power back yourself and understand like, what do I need out of a partner to be the most happy in a relationship? And like, what are some maybe patterns I can improve upon and work on within myself? And that's all determined by like what, where the planets are in your birth chart, like what signs the moon, Venus, and Mars are falling in, what's in the seventh, eighth, fifth houses of the chart, what aspects are those moon, Venus, Mars making to other planets? So it gets like very complex, but yeah, you're taking the whole birth chart into consideration.
Definitely. And it's really fascinating for anybody listening who hasn't dived into their natal chart before. Like, highly recommend doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You learn so much about yourself. Like, obviously, I'm a Virgo sun, and I always knew obviously a lot of information about that. But as soon as I found out my rising sign, my Venus sign, you know, all the different elements that go into the natal chart, it just blew my mind of why so many different things had happened to me in my life, and you know, how I come across in the world, how I am, you know, behind closed doors as well. It was just fascinating. So it makes total sense that we can absolutely use this in our dating life and love life as well, because of course we can then see, you know, what are our strengths, what, you know, when are the best times to be able to put ourselves out there, or maybe retreat as well, which I love. So it's so fascinating and scaringly accurate as well, how astrology, yeah, like it was with for you. And I know my astrology friend, when I met my now partner, you know, she was again saying like, this is the perfect time for you to meet someone, and you know,
I love that.
Lo and behold, it did. So it's so interesting how astrology absolutely does, you know, influence our life. But again, like you say, you still have control over it, you still have power, mm-hmm, over it, which is really important, and I love that. So in your opinion, Alice, what do you feel is the secret to manifesting love in our life?
So I have like an answer that's like outside of astrology too, which is like, you cannot fixate on it. Like, I feel like I spent so much of my 20s like not feeling complete unless I had a boyfriend. And of course, I never had a boyfriend during that whole time. So I would say it sounds so cliche, but like, you really have to focus on yourself and just like let go and trust the timing, which is like the title of my book. But with astrology, I would say, I don't know, like when you're manifesting a partner, usually like you can put in all that work with manifestation, but it will not happen unless the transits are lined up in a certain way for you to be in a relationship. So it all, I truly believe in like, there is a timing for everything. And that's what astrology is able to show.
Definitely. And you can track it as well along different cycles and different seasons for different areas, whether it's like career or finances, yeah, or the world, shadow world, and even the moons as well. We were saying, you know, today when we're recording this, it's a super full moon in Capricorn.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's so interesting how the moon and the astrological cycle, you know, it's also fascinating how it impacts our lives. And, you know, I had a friend as well who was, you know, obsessing about her chart and saying, you know, like, I'm not going to be able to meet someone, you know, until it's, mm-hmm, until it's that period. But I was like, well, even if that is true, which a lot of the time it is, as we know, you know, yeah, enjoy that present moment as well. You know, there is a timing for your life, and there's a reason and purpose for that wait, for that trusting in that timing. And I'm sure you could agree with me, Alice, here.
Yeah, that, definitely.
It was the perfect timing.
Yeah. I was also going to say, like, even if it's not the right timing and you're dating people and it's not working out, there's still important lessons to be learned from that. You're learning, like, what works and what doesn't in a relationship for me. So that's still useful experience you're gaining, even if it's not your future husband or whatever.
100%. So in your book, Trust Your Timing, mm-hmm, you obviously talk about how to find your authentic self. And I think, mm-hmm, that's really important when it comes to dating, when it comes to relationships, so that we can, you know, be our best selves in those partnerships and connections. So for anybody listening who wants to connect to their authentic self and they're like, okay, Alice, how do I do this? What would be your kind of step-by-step process or top tips for them?
I would just say like spending time like alone and understanding like what hobbies do I enjoy doing? Like what lights me up outside of like group settings or work? And then, I mean, for me, it was really like understanding how to read my birth chart and recognizing like where did my talents lie and what kind of life path should I lean in to feel the most fulfilled. Like honestly, looking to where the nodes are in your chart is really helpful. Like North Node, when you're leaning into that part of your chart, it's like that's where you want to be headed to feel the most fulfilled through like what you're doing in your life. So yeah, the birth chart can tell a lot about that.
And where are the best places for us to go to find our nodes, like you were saying, and like explore our natal chart if someone wants to do that?
Yeah, so the two free resources that I love for pulling up my chart are astro.com and then astro-seek.com. Those are great. You just enter in your exact birth time, city, year, all that information, and you pull up like a circular birth chart. There's also an app I love for iPhones, and that's called Chani, Chani. Another astrologer started that app, and it's really good for, yeah, again, getting your birth chart.
Fantastic. And we will link those below as well for ease for everybody. So let's talk specifically about dating then, because I'm going to share my experience with this in terms of judging people's astrology. And I know there's lots of memes online of like when she asks you your birth time. All these things of like people judging people based upon their astrology. And I have heard so many stories over the years, Alice, of people saying, I'd never date a Gemini. I would never date a this. And it's really funny how people create.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
These judgments of...
I know, it's crazy. I don't agree with any of that.
It's so funny. And I have to admit, I was one of those people. So when I started dating my current partner, who I've been with for over 2 years now, I asked for his time of birth and he went and found it and we pulled up his chart, me and my friend Caitlin, who's an astrologist. And, she was kind of saying, oh yeah, like this is really compatible. This is really compatible. And she's also written a book on numerology. Mm-hmm. So I found out it's numerology, went through her book and it was like the least compatible with me. And I was like, right, there's the issue. And then I went and looked online at obviously his signs, which he did ironically get wrong. So he didn't send me his birth chart. He looked it up and told me what he was, sun, rising and moon, which was incorrect. He didn't actually get it right.
Oh my God, no.
And I'm Googling and I'm like, all of my star signs, his star signs. And I'm like, it's not compatible, Caitlin. It's not compatible. And she's like, yeah, it's there. Like, see where this goes. She was kind of like, I'm a life path one, Emma, and I'm your best mate. So, you are compatible with a life path one. And she was kind of just joking about it. Whereas I was like, no, Libras, they're boring. They're not going to bring any excitement to me. Again, he'd got all the wrong rising and moon signs. So I was judging him based on these. And I actually ended up friend zoning him for a couple of weeks because of his astrology.
No, no.
And then literally a couple of weeks later, we get back in touch. And obviously I realized, right, I want to give this a go. And the rest is history, as they say. Mm-hmm. But still to this day, we laugh about it because he's like, you friend zoned me because of my astrology. So I would love to know, my question to all of that, Alice, is should we date strictly based on someone's astrology, or should we, you know, give that person a chance to obviously, you know, get to know that person?
Yeah, I would say, like, for people that don't have like a huge knowledge of astrology, sometimes like you can just immediately be like, okay, I read on Google that that sign's not compatible with mine. It's not going to work. I don't think you should be doing that before a first date. I would say, like, go on the date, get to know the person, then look at their chart to maybe better understand them. But yeah, I say that, but then I looked up my partner's chart before our first date. But yeah, I would say it's a helpful tool in understanding that person, but definitely not writing off someone because of a sign, because different people are going to express their charts in a different way. Like, my partner's a Taurus, and before him, I had dated like 5 Taurus men that just, like, it did not work out well, like, ended really badly with a lot of those. So I could have easily been like, oh, you're a Taurus. No, not going to work. I hate Taurus men. But I gave him a chance, and like, it ended up being like the best partner for me.
Well, I'm so glad, because looking at both, you're engaged now, you're happy, you've got a book out on it as well. But I just think it's so funny that we can create these prejudgments. And I think, you know, it's the same with all spirituality, whether it's numerology, human design, astrology. You know, we can kind of look at someone's chart and think, oh, maybe that's not compatible. But actually, until you get to know somebody and experience it in the physical, and like you say, give them that opportunity on a date or whatever it is, even if it's not a romantic relationship, you know, you can learn so much from that experience, and you just don't know where it could lead. Like with you, you're engaged. I'm now living with my partner. So if we astrology, well, I did, but just don't do what I did, basically, everybody. You gotta give them a chance.
I would also say there's kind of an issue with like making excuses for someone's behavior because you see that they're compatible with you. Like, oh my God, it should work out because we're so compatible, but then not looking at the relationship realistically. Like, is this person actually right for me? So that's like another thing to watch out for too.
Absolutely. And I think it's like with anything, you've got to use it as a guide, use it as, you know, some information, but, you know, see that person for how they are, see the physical evidence in front of you. And if that relationship's bringing you joy and happiness and it's so fulfilling, explore it, go with it. And like you say, if there are red flags there, or you're unfulfilled, or you're thinking maybe this isn't right for me, again, it's not clinging on to that because the stars say so or the universe says so, you know, it's trusting yourself. And that is part of your authentic self, isn't it? Taking your power back and trusting in your decisions too.
Yeah. And also what I get to in the book is like, even if you are super compatible, timing is everything as well. So then that's when it's like, okay, is the timing right for both of you guys to want a committed relationship?
I love it. And if anybody is, you know, in a relationship, for example, and they want to maybe work with somebody or work with someone like yourself, I don't know if you do this, Alice, to look at their chart with their partner, is there coaches or someone out there like yourself who can do that?
I would say most astrologers do that. It's called a synastry chart, where you're overlaying one person's birth chart on top of another's. I have the whole section in a book on like how to analyze it yourself if you want to. But yeah, most astrologers can do that, and kind of seeing how the planets line up in one person's chart to the others, and what signs are like across both of the charts. So looking at it in a more complex way than just like, oh, is this sign work? Does this sign work with this one?
Yeah. Definitely. Amazing. Well, thank you for sharing that. So Alice, let's talk about Trust Your Timing there and your new book. So what can we expect from the book, and who is this book for?
So this book, I wrote it for like a range of people with astrological knowledge. So you could be a complete beginner and read this book, or you could already have, or you could already like know how to read your birth chart and just want to go a step further. So the first section is like how to pull up your birth chart. What do the planets, signs, houses mean? The second section gets more into looking at your birth chart through the lens of relationships. So really doing a deep dive into like moon, Venus, Mars signs, the relationship houses of the birth chart, and like other aspects to planets. Then the third section is synastry. So what we were just talking about, like comparing your chart to someone else's and what to like prioritize there. And then the final section is how to time relationship activity. So an intro to reading transits, like where the planets currently are in relation to your birth chart, and how you can use that to predict when might there be more dating for you, or when might you get engaged or married, or possibly go through like a breakup or a difficult relationship period. So understanding that timing better.
Amazing. Well, we will put a clickable link to the book in the description below so you can go and check it out with ease. But a question I have for you, Alison, before we wrap up is, obviously I've mentioned my mistake when dating with a Scorpio, but are there any other common mistakes or, you know, things that you see with people that you would want to give some advice on, of like, don't do this, or, you know, do this? What would be your top tips with that?
Definitely the one you just mentioned, like the not writing someone off based on your sign. I would say though, like some people just like have more difficulty dating and with relationships in general. So I go into like that's how I got super hooked on astrology, and I go into this in my book, but basically like understanding why you have these difficult relationship patterns. And I feel like when you understand that, you can approach relationships differently. It's like not being a victim of your birth chart and not saying like, oh, I have this, poor me. It's kind of like, how can I use these behaviors like more productively and attract a relationship that I actually want?
So true. And it, like you say, it's using it to embody your authentic self, but also empower your authentic self as well, to be able to, you know, manifest the desire you want, co-create the reality that you want. And a personal question I have for you, Alice, because I'm intrigued to know now, are you going to use both of your astrology charts to plan your wedding? Will there be like any astrology with the date?
Yeah, I have already chosen the date based on the astrology. So that was kind of like why we got engaged when we did, because I was like, look, we're getting married this summer of 2025. You have to propose by this certain date so I have time to plan the wedding. So like I had already had that planned way in advance based on where the planets were.
Love that. Amazing. Yeah. Well, where can everybody find your work then, Alice, if they want to work with you or come and follow you?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram at stalkalice, S-T-A-L-K Alice. And then my website is alicebellastrology.com. And I'm also on Substack at Astrology with Alice Bell.
Fantastic. And we will link all of that below as well for you to go and have a look at Alice's accounts. And my last question to you today then, Alice, is what is one piece of life advice that you'd like to leave my lovely listeners with?
Okay, so kind of what we already talked about, but it really is like why I chose this as the title of my book. It really is trust your timing and understanding that like everyone has their own unique timeline. Like it's something I have to constantly remind myself, because I find myself always comparing myself to other people. Like why hasn't that happened to me yet? Or especially with career and relationships specifically, and just understanding like that will happen to you eventually, like getting into a relationship or hitting a certain success with your career. It just all comes with time.
Amen to that. Trust in the perfect timing. I love that. Well, thank you so much, Alice, for coming on today. It's been such a joy interviewing you, learning about the new book as well, and obviously hearing all your incredible astrology stories as well. So thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed Alice and I's conversation. As always, you can find a clickable link to Alice's work in the description below. And if you want to find out anything more about myself, my videos, my books, my coaching, or anything else that I have to offer, you can find it all at emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fabulous week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.